This is Radio Wales. We are forced to broadcast illegally in this way because of the television and radio ban imposed upon Plaid Cymru by the English political parties. Stay tuned. Tonight we come to the third in the series of party political talks broadcast by Mr. Gwynmore Evans, President of Plaid Cymru.
Many people are going to support Plaid Cymru for the first time this year because they have seen that this is the only party which works constantly for Wales. This is the only party which is in earnest in Welsh matters. For the other parties, it's the London fight, and it's very often a sham fight, but it's the London fight which is of absorbing interest and importance. But we live in Wales, not in England, and Wales is a country which is being governed in a shockingly bad way. I don't think there's a country in the whole of Europe which is being governed as badly as Wales, and something must be done about it. And this can't be done, nothing can be done for Wales by changing the colour of government in London alone. A Labour government would be just as much of a failure in Wales as the Tory government has been. We've had Labour governments before. The Labour Party, after all, is an English party. In the long years of its career as an opposition party, it hasn't fought for Wales on a single occasion. It hasn't fought for Wales once in the last 13 years of Tory government, although three quarters of the Welsh MPs are Labour. And if there were a Labour government, it would do nothing effectively for Wales then either. After all, when the Labour government had its good and best chance of doing something, what it did was to divide Wales. Divide Wales in so many matters, and we're still suffering from this kind of division today. But in any case, the people of Wales won't have any chance of changing the colour of the government. That's the prerogative of the people of England. We know now that not more than one or two seats at the most will change hands in Wales. It's the people of England who will choose their government. After all, it is an English government, and the English people should have the right of electing it. But if we can't change the colour of government in London, we can change things in Wales with our vote. And this is our duty. This is our opportunity. This is our responsibility in this election. This is what's right, and this is what's sensible too. But perhaps some of you will be supporting the Welsh cause, not only because you see that this is the way to improve things in Wales, but also because you want to see in the future Wales taking her rightful place in the life of the world. Now, it's odd to think, isn't it, that the only internationalists, in fact, in Wales today, are the Welsh Nationalists. The only internationalist party in Wales is the Welsh Nationalist Party. Of course, you'll hear plenty of people talking about internationalism in Wales. The country is full of that kind of talk. And people who call themselves socialists like to think of themselves as internationalists. And they talk endlessly about internationalism, but it's all talk, nothing more than talk. They're terrified of seeing Wales acting internationally. In fact, they're doing their utmost, and they always have done so, in order to prevent Wales getting the status which will enable her to act internationally. If Wales had been a member of the United Nations, and there are 28 countries full members of the United Nations which are smaller than Wales, if Wales had been a member and were today, then she'd be doing something about international affairs, doing something about peace and justice in the world, not talking alone. And that's what Welsh nationalists want to see. They're the only internationalists in Wales. They say that Wales is a nation, that she has a purpose in the world as a nation, that she has a duty to play a part in the life of the world. Every nation has. But the English parties and members of the English parties in Wales, they place all obstacles in the way of this. They want to keep Wales a part of another country so that she can do nothing in the world. In fact, so that she can do nothing in her own country either. She has no power to choose, no power to act in any matter, not only not to act internationally, but not to act internally either. Now, Ireland, and Ireland is a very small country, which is so much poorer than Wales in resources, a very poor country in natural resources, Ireland is playing a very noble part in the life of the world. Ireland is one of the leaders of the world. Ireland leads scores of nations in the United Nations. She's given a lead on every great issue during the last 8 or 10 years, every great international issue. And when the late President Kennedy came to Europe on his last visit, his last great speech was given in Ireland, in the Parliament of Ireland. And there he paid tribute to the lead which Ireland has given in international affairs. And he turned to other nations and said that there are many small nations still which are doing nothing in international life. And Wales is one of those. I heard Michael Scott, who is one of the heroes of our time, a man who has given most of his years to working for the defenseless peoples of Africa. I heard Michael Scott saying that there was only one nation in Western Europe upon which you would always count to act for the underdog, and that one nation was Ireland. So that throughout the world, there are thousands of people, perhaps millions, who are thankful to Ireland, thankful that there is an Ireland. But is there anyone? Is there anyone who is thankful to Wales for anything? No, because Wales has done nothing. She has buried her talent in the ground. She hasn't used her talent. And yet Wales is still a country full of vast possibilities, endless possibilities. She has a great past, and we know that in that past she's showed tremendous heroism and has made a tremendous contribution to the life of civilization. And we believe, as Welsh nationalists, that Wales can act again to some purpose in the world. If we could only awaken our people to stand up once more as a Welsh people, as a Welsh nation, Wales could be one of the great small nations of the world. She could give a lead in the world in many matters. And we ask you in this election to think of Wales, your own country, and to give her a chance again to live her own life fully and to give a lead in international affairs.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid that concludes our program for tonight. We hope that you found our broadcast thought-provoking and interesting. Before long, we'll be on the air again. We hope that you will join us. Now, we ask you to stand with us for the singing of My Hen Lad Van Haddai. Yeah.